Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
6 degrees right now, but it feels like kind of a warm 6 degrees compared to the negative 10 it's supposed to have held like yesterday morning at this time. I feel like there's something going on today.
Whatever give you that feeling?
Well, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ghosted?
Yeah. Ghosted's happening. Yeah. Something with our neighbors. Anyway, TJ, checking in with you. What's going on your head today?
I thought you were doing a bit and I was trying to help. Toronto can see temperatures of 20 degrees this weekend, so I'm wondering if anyone else still has their shorts out. Shorts?
Yeah, I got them ready to go.
Yeah, I'm sure too. I could. Yeah,
you expose these legs. Lucky you, city of Toronto.
Get those little pale sticks out, baby.
Jax, what about you?
Well, I'm leaving you guys.
No?
Yeah, I'm leaving. It's time to run. No, I'm going to leave you guys for 4 minutes this morning. You can catch me on, of course, Ben Mulrooney, Handsome Ben Mulrooney's fantastic segment. I'm going to be on Your Morning this morning.
Amazing.
Chatting with him about music and artistry. And, of course, we're going to kick it off. I'm going to be doing this weekly at 8:15. We're going to kick it off with politics this week in music, which is just one hell of a way to start out.
Maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Jesse, what about you?
Over the weekend, Travis Scott dressed up as Batman for Halloween. And he did his own rendition of Batman because he was a brown Batman instead of like the regular black color. Yeah. Brown's his favorite color. And the internet bullied him so much about that he deleted his Instagram account.
Yeah, he doesn't have Instagram anymore.
He doesn't have Instagram.
Travis Scott?
If you look him up, his account doesn't work.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Rappers have feelings too.
Be nice to people.
What's wrong with a brown Batman? Who cares?
Right? It's his favorite color. Let him be Batman. Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to throw an opinion out there. And it might be controversial, but I don't think the internet's a very nice place.
Good point. Well, and it won't be over the next 24 hours.
No.
So what we're going to do here is have super fun times. Text us, 99999, as long as it has nothing to do with the election. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hundreds of bars and restaurants are closing their patios starting this week. Earlier this month, Mayor John Tory confirmed that patios and curb lanes will need to come down to make way for snowplows, saying the ones on curb lanes are coming out starting this week, and there's a very simple reason for that. We have to plow the roads when it starts to snow. Other outdoor patios are allowed to remain as Cafe T.O. was recently extended until next year. You might have seen all those like little tents and stuff popping up on patios, trying to keep you warm through the winter months. So hopefully they can figure that out.
Quick question. Maybe they can extend it one more week because it's supposed to be 20 degrees this week.
Yeah, just
one more week. One more week? Okay, thank you.
Don't tempt fate with November, though. You Season 3 is back in production. Obviously, production was paused earlier this year because of you-know-what. On the official Instagram account for the series, a caption read, "We recommend you stay at least 6 feet away from Joe Goldberg at all times.
It's
topical.
Favorite show, and she's like, it's so problematic.
She hates it.
But I love it.
It's so, like, you is the last thing that we need right now, but I will also watch every single episode through cringing teeth.
And guys, guess what? It's election day in the U.S.
Yay.
The hope is that a winner of the election will be named in the late hours tonight. But honestly, who knows? Lisa Leflam is going to be leading the American Election 2020 special with in-depth live coverage beginning at 7 o'clock on CTV News Channel and 8 o'clock on CTV. Also, if you want to follow along but frankly don't really know what's happening down in the States, we tweeted out like a U.S. election 101 link for you on our Twitter feed at Virgin Radio TO. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Every once in a while, there's a new leader on the most watched YouTube videos of all time. I remember the first video to hit over a billion. Do you remember that?
Was it Gangnam Style?
It was Gangnam Style.
Oh, nailed it.
No.
And it went really quickly. And then I remember it was a big deal because Wheels on the Bus beat out Gangnam Style. And people were like, wow, that's the most watched video in YouTube history. And that was at like 1.2 billion.
I never understood that. Like, is that song on your iPod? Probably not. Also, do you have an iPod?
I think it's kids. Just repeat.
Calming children.
Yeah. My daughter doesn't know how to use YouTube yet. And I'm saving that for as long as I possibly can.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that parents use it while they're shopping, especially grocery shopping. And it prevents the grabbing everything in the aisle. I'm like, man, that's pretty sweet.
My nephews are addicted.
Are they?
Yeah, they call their tablets tabbies.
Well, I wonder if they've watched this one. So first off, this was, up until like a week ago, the most watched video ever, and it has been forever.
Despacito.
And it's the original Despacito, the non-Justin Bieber one.
Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para
Like, if you're Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, I'm sure just on YouTube views alone, you never have to work.
No, you're done.
No. You don't have to tour. You don't have to do anything.
No, you're good.
They're set.
And they've been doing a lot of features and stuff. So good for them. They've just, like, totally jumped off and got their appearances in for this one. Now, the most watched video in YouTube history is a kid's video, of course. Baby Shark. Now, the thing is, I remember when we first started here, this song actually entered the top 40 on the charts.
Yeah,
and it was just random. Like, I mean, the song's about 5 years old now, but sometimes it gets played so much on YouTube or on Spotify that it will re-enter the charts and then fall off and then re-enter again.
It's like Taylor Swift and then Baby Shark.
It's true. It's crazy. Now, what's fun about this, too, is that when you go to, like, I remember, like, when we were allowed to go to hockey games, I went to a Marley's game, and it happened to be Family Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they played this. And
the place goes bananas.
10,000 kids doing the shark thing. It was amazing.
Loudest concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How happy do you think every parent is right now to be hearing this song?
Oh, they're not happy with us at all. Oh, it gets faster.
Well, you're running away. And of course it gets faster. It's very scary.
Okay, so Everly's a year and a half now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How much does she make you watch this?
I don't put it on for her. And maybe I seem like a bad parent.
Baby Shark.
So she loves the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig loves Peppa Pig. Yeah. And I like Peppa Pig too. Yeah. The Wiggles I can handle for a bit, and then it's like, okay, we gotta stop this. Yeah. But one of the things my mom did with me was she played adult songs around me anyway.
Okay.
And got me into those.
Yeah.
And so she didn't have to listen to Kids Bop and stuff like that. So I've been playing like
listen to Fleetwood.
I'm just listening
to Rumors as a baby.
Like I'm not putting Cardi B on.
Yeah.
But like I'm putting stuff on that I'm like, okay, I can handle this too.
Yeah.
We may as well just skip the kids' music as much as possible. So that's what I'm doing.
Sweet.
Is that sweet or am I a bad parent?
Well, as long as she's not listening to WAP, I think you're okay.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to a new survey, these are the names and jobs of the people most likely to ghost you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Starting from the bottom. George, Jack, Olivia, all at 50%. Matthew, 55%. Daniel, Ella, Grace, Ava, Chloe.
Chloe.
Megan, Katie.
Why is she? Did Katie?
I don't want to talk about Katie.
Updated to Megan and updated to Katie.
Okay, here's the top four. And I only did top four because I didn't number them and I should have stopped at five, but here we are.
Yeah.
Okay, 72%, Lauren. 74%, Mia. 76%, Lily. And the top name most likely to ghost you, Isabella.
You know what? Isabella's probably like, my name's beautiful. I gotta go. You know?
Yeah.
Isabella's a beautiful name.
It is.
Now, do they go by Bella for short?
Or it could be an Izzy. It could be a Bell. Could be a Bella.
Okay.
All right.
Or an Isba.
It's good to know.
It's probably not Isba, but it could be.
I don't think I've met an Isabella in real life. Like, I know one.
I dated an Isabella for a really quick hot second. She was very nice.
Did she ghost you?
What's that? Yeah. No.
That
ended things.
But
that's
the
20%. Also, the jobs most likely to ghost you, emergency services, lawyer, media, PR and marketing, finance, and HR/recruitment. It's not very HR of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
The Distillery District is getting its gigantic Christmas tree. Yay!
That's awesome.
Obviously, the Christmas market was canceled this year, but it's not going to stop Christmas Central from doing Christmas stuff. They received a delivery of a massive, locally sourced tree yesterday, and it's roughly 40 centimeters in diameter, and it's going to be adorned with over 60,000 new LED lights.
I'm glad they're still doing that.
Yeah.
You gotta have something.
Something. I liked, I lived in Distillery District for a couple years, and the thing I loved the most was they had a countdown to Christmas counter on top of the buildings.
I hope they put that up again.
Me too. It's like living in Whoville. Because they used to have that there.
Are you allowed to go see the tree?
No, you can't even look at it. They'll arrest you.
Okay. Okay.
John Tory's actually closing the tree out.
He's on top of the tree. He's the Christmas angel. Get away!
It's that time of year where John Tory has to move to Distillery District so he can yell at anyone trying to look at the tree. It's election day in the U.S. You can check out CTV for full coverage. The hope is that the winner of the election will be named in the late hours tonight, but honestly, who knows? Lisa LaFlamme is going to lead the American Election 2020 special with in-depth live coverage beginning at 7 p.m. on CTV News Channel and 8 o'clock on CTV Also, if you want to follow along, but frankly don't know a lot about what's going on, we tweeted out a link that's basically U.S. Election 101. So you can check that out on our Twitter feed at Virgin Radio TO. It's also in our stories on Virgin Radio's Instagram.
I like watching CTV for this stuff because you do get the, with CNN, it's like, here's a topic and then here's a panel of people that disagree. CTV is just like, hey, here are some facts. Yeah. All right. We're going to see what happens.
Here's the latest. Cool? And you're like, cool. Is there more? And you're like, no, here's just the latest.
So anyway, good on, good luck to that team down there tonight. It's going to be an absolutely crazy night. I don't think anybody can deny that.
Yeah.
Lisa LaFlamme is one of the greatest journalists this country's ever seen.
Absolutely.
Yep. So definitely check out CTV for that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is there anything that you own 80,000 of? Like dollars,
secrets,
80,000 secrets.
No, I would say no, probably not.
Okay, I don't think so either. 80,000 is a lot of anything.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure if you've got a lizard in your house, you have 80,000 specks of sand.
What are you talking about?
What is this? I'm just trying to think of things in your house that you would have 80,000 of. Not much, right? Beyonce has 80,000 of something.
Okay.
Famously known for her beehive.
Uh-huh. Oh no.
She told British Vogue she's keeping 80,000 bees.
Like, why?
Home. That's so many bees.
You know when you have too much money?
She said, I know it's random, but I have two beehives.
Okay, that makes sense.
I've had them at my house for a while now. I have 80,000 bees. We make hundreds of jars of honey a year.
Oh, that's now, a good Christmas gift.
If there was
gift.
Beyonce honey for sale on the market, you know that would be expensive. That'd be like the...
Ivy Park honey.
Yeah, that's right. Singer went on to explain that she started keeping bees in a bid to help her daughters Blue Ivy and Rumi control their allergies. She said, I started because of my daughters. They both have terrible allergies, and honey has countless healing properties.
Huh. And then somehow that progressed to having 80,000 of them in your home. Interesting.
Do you think Jay-Z's ever like, oh, for God's sakes?
Yes.
Again with the bees.
Yeah. I also think...
She's like, shut up, Sean.
Because honey's available in the store. And even if you want Beyonce organic honey, you can get that at Whole Foods. Like, that exists for people who've got money.
But when you have a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of space, you may as well get 80,000 bees,
that's
right?
That's true.
Right. Yeah. I thought she might get the allergies thing is interesting. I'm like, because some people are allergic to, like, bee stings, stuff like that. Do you want to, like... You know, get stung on purpose, and maybe that helps. I don't know.
I don't want to know any more about bees. That's what I don't. It's very scare me.
Very fitting that like Beyonce is doing her part to save the bees, though.
Yeah, that's a good.
It's
thing.
A very Beyonce move.
Yeah, absolutely.
But 80,000 is a lot.
Is she saving them or is she keeping them, just in case?
Doesn't matter.
She could be the last person to create honey ever in the whole world.
Whoa!
Didn't think about Beyonce. That.
What does she know that we don't?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever going about your day perfectly happy, perfectly confident, and then your parents point something out to you and you obsess about it for the next 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a mole on my stomach, which has been there for years. Mold is minding its own business. We all have moles, right?
Mm-hmm. Things.
And, like, I have freckles on my hands. I've got them everywhere. But for reason, I had my shirt lifted up, and I think it was because my daughter had lifted up. She loves to lift up my shirt and pull on my stomach hair.
Well, grabby hands.
Yeah, loves that. It's just her favorite thing, and I tell her no.
I also love doing it too.
And then she, thanks, TJ. And then she, and I'm serious when I say no. And then she looks at me like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it again then. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do. Funny. The
same. So my mom's like, what's that? And you're like, uh oh. What do you mean? What's what? Well, what's that? Points to this mole, and it's very small. It's not a huge thing, like half the size of a dime.
Okay,
bit of an oval shape. She's like, that's not a good looking mole.
Is it fuzzy?
No. Well, I mean, my hair is there.
Yeah.
But other than that, no. And then there's another like one that's fainter, growing in beside it.
Yeah.
She's like, that ever itch? I'm like, well, I don't know. Think so?
How dark is it?
I can. Do you want me to? Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see
come
it.
Here, come on over.
Okay.
Here, I'll show you.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so it's just it's just that one.
Oh, yeah.
Just a normal mole, right?
That looks like a mole.
Does that look like a mole to you?
Uh oh. Okay.
Okay, so she's like, you need to go have that removed. I said, have it removed. She's like, yeah, you need to have that lasered off. When did you become a dermatologist?
Noted mole expert.
She's like, no. Like, it's not even go to the dermatologist. It needs to come off.
Just straight to drastic.
She's like, give me a shoestring. I'll do it right now.
So that the day of, I was like, Mom, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Like, you're just, you know, whatever. You're just, that's
insane. I don't know. She may be right.
For the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Slowly, gradually, my mother's comment has weaseled its way into my head.
Yes. Yeah.
And now lives there rent-free full-time.
Yeah.
And I think about it every time I have my shirt off. And every time my stomach is even remotely, like, itchy.
It's not even raised, though. Like, it's fine.
I don't know what makes a mole bad.
Neither do I. I shouldn't say that.
But I figured, you know, she's double my age, so she might. She might know.
Moms always know.
She inceptioned you.
See, my mom is, well, she's a retired nurse, but my
she's good at this.
Yeah, I had the opposite thing, though, where she just, like, wouldn't give me answers. She's just like, you're not, you know, you're not a patient. Get out of here. Like, she was always just like, oh, you'll be fine. I've seen worse. I worked in Emerge for 25 years. I was like, I sprained my ankle, Mom.
Mine's not like a mole or anything, but my family has a history, the men in my family have a history of beer guts. And they always will say, hey, at 25, that's when the beer gut just shows up. Because I'm a pretty tall, slender guy. A lot of the men in my family are tall, slender dudes. But then when they said once 25 hit, it was like overnight.
The metabolism.
Beer gut. So every day leading up to my 25th birthday, my parents would be like, buckle up. It's happening to you too. You're going to get the beer gut. You're going to wake up. You're going to have to. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I hit 25, and then I hit 26, and then I hit 27. Still no beer gut. But every day, I think about it. When I have a beer, I just picture my dad saying, it's going to happen to you, too.
I was going to say, but you're actively drinking beer, so it's not like you're like, no, it's not happening to me. Yeah. So
here's my question. Am I the only one that gets this thrown off by their parent?
Mom?
If your mom told you something like what she told me, would you be obsessing about it for weeks, or am I crazy?
Oh, no, I'm obsessed.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. I want to know when your mom or dad, it's mostly moms though, I don't know what it is, did this to you and what it was about. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No matter how old you get, your parents are your parents, and specifically in this situation, your mom is your mom.
Yeah.
And if she points out something on you, to you, you might say at first, Mom, you're being a little crazy. And then it'll live inside your head for weeks. Like, my mole on my stomach is for me. There's like a little mole there that's been there forever. My mom was like, you need to have that taken off. And not just like looked at, take it off. Like, go home and shoot it with a laser gun.
She's being so serious.
Yeah. Too. And now I'm checking WebMD. Like, am I in trouble?
That's a big mistake.
Every time it itches, I'm like, oh no, that might be the start of something.
Yeah.
So now I'm actually going to go to a dermatologist about this. Now, you've had the same thing happen to do with your mom.
Yes. So my mom's an older Irish woman, and she has size 10 fingers. So they're pretty chunky fingers.
Yeah.
And I never had those fingers until I hit my 20s.
They just morphed.
And she's always said, you know, when you hit your 20s, you're going to get the fingers. They're the Irish fingers.
The Irish fingers.
Why do parents want that so bad? Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, but I have this weird thing.
You too have my fault.
Yeah. And it's not been bad until now. My boyfriend's bringing up proposing, and now I'm looking at rings that will hide my chubby fingers.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I bet your hands are beautiful.
Well, she had man hands.
I'm worried now because I'm like, is my finger going to swallow my engagement ring?
Yes. Yeah, they do swell. No, hey, as a guy who used to wear a wedding ring, it you do swell. You can't wear it overnight.
You worry about your mole and leave her alone, okay? God, you're beautiful.
It's a legitimate concern, Jax, I swear. Okay. It is a legitimate concern in my head.
You should call your mom and just passive-aggressively say, thanks, Mom, and hang up.
I've looked at finger liposuction.
Did you really? And what did you find?
And?
It's very expensive.
Oh. Yeah.
The fact that it exists, I had no idea.
I should definitely make her pay for it. Or, like, you can get, like, finger little exercise finger tools on wish.com.
Wow.
But I don't know if I trust that.
Finger cardio.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You're amazing. Thank you for your call.
Call anytime.
Thanks for listening.
Love you.
Thank you for listening.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're talking about things that your parents point out to you that you're living your life, you're fine, you're confident, you're feeling, I'm good. I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s, I'm
thriving.
I'm an adult. I'm feeling great.
I ate celery this week. Nothing can take me down.
And then they point out something to you and you're like, wow, that's going to live in my head for the next month. For me, it was my mom. And I keep repeating this story because it's just a mole on my stomach that's been there forever. And she's like, you need to have that lasered off. Not checked out, lasered off.
Yeah.
And we just got an email from a dermatologist at FCP Dermatology downtown. They're like, hey, heard about the mole this morning.
Heard about the mole.
Happy to assess that. Please call the office.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
It might be my mom just posing as a dermatologist to get me to the dermatologist's office.
It's Marilyn in the fake glasses and mustache.
Hello, Adam.
We got a text coming from the 613. My dad was a surgeon. I had been having some really bad knee issues, and my lower leg would dislocate and come back in.
Oh, dear.
I could never get it to do it in front of a doctor. Months passed. I finally got it to do it in front of my dad, and his response was, ooh, that is not normal.
Oh, damn.
I was in surgery within the month. Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany, that is not normal.
Tiff.
Next one.
Last one here from the 416. Not a scary one, but still one that stuck. I got a nose job to fix a septum issue and cosmetic thing. My mom said I should have got a boob job. No one would notice my nose then.
Mama. Moms are ruthless, man.
They are. Yeah. And you know what? Moms have a license to say whatever the hell they want. Yeah. Heather, you've got one that's the same. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have to preface this by the fact that my mother is a wonderful, sweet, kind woman.
Sure she is.
Because I know she's going to get some booze here, but... when I was growing up, I was always the chubby girl, and my mother always told me how beautiful I was, and you don't ever have to look like anybody else. You look like you. You're perfect. And then somewhere around my teenage years, I don't know, maybe it was because boobs showed up and she freaked out, all of a sudden she would still tell me I was very beautiful, and she would still tell me that I was perfectly proportioned. But did you gain a couple of pounds?
Oh, no.
Mom's loving that.
It would always include, you're so beautiful. Like, you're beautiful. I'm just wondering. And now I'm in my 30s, and we were having a conversation around Thanksgiving, because why wouldn't we torture ourselves by talking about our weight at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's sure. The smart plan for sure.
Right? Stupid things girls do to themselves.
Yeah.
But, so we were talking about it. And I said, well, Mom, I'm up to X amount of weight. And she goes, oh, honey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, where's the you're still beautiful part?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, maybe, and Adam, maybe you can attest to this. Like, is it a women thing? Or like, because every time I go home to Nova Scotia, I don't need a scale. Like, my mom will tell me how much I weigh. Like,
100%.
And she loves me dearly and she wants the best for me, but she gets so saucy.
Here's what my mom does. You ready?
Right.
She's okay. So I'm the same as you. My mom was like, you're beautiful, 14. Well, and here's her. I know that you're not feeling your best right now.
Oh,
what?
She spins it around on you?
Yes. I know that you're not at your best right now. You know that you're not feeling your best right now, because she can. When I put on weight, it's usually because I'm not as happy as I was, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is that I've swung back and forth my entire life.
The pendulum.
Yeah. And right now I'm on the slenderer side. And so what she said to me the other week was, you're looking really good.
Yeah.
Keep it up. you've got work to do still. Don't.
Oh, moms.
That little passive aggressive. Honey, I noticed you look so much better than you did.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, I have to give my mom credit. The only reason she's doing that is that she wants me eventually to have sex again. So, bit of a dry streak.
Mama.
So she's like, you know, I just feel like maybe I could give you a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a good mama right there.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hundreds of bars and restaurants are closing their patios starting this week. Earlier this month, Mayor John Tory confirmed that patios and curb lanes will need to come down to make way for snow plows. However, other outdoor patios are allowed to remain open, as Cafe T.O. was recently extended until next year. So that's why you're seeing a lot of those tents on the sidewalks,
because
they're trying to keep you warm and toasty.
Nice
and
cozy. Yeah.
And obviously give the restaurants a way to make some money during the winter. So big bummer, but I mean, like, I don't really see what else they could do with that.
They could open indoor dining.
They could do that.
Yeah, they could definitely do that.
We'll have to wait and see. You Season 3 is back in production. It was paused earlier this year because of you know what, but on their official Instagram account, for the series, a caption read, "We recommend you stay at least 6 feet away from Joe Goldberg at all times." Whoa, topical! No word yet on when it's coming out to Netflix, but if they started production and then they restarted production, you would think it's probably not as long as you would think, which is nice. And of course, today is a big day for our friends in the States. It's Election Day, and you can watch CTV for full coverage. The hope is that the winner of the election is going to be named in the late hours tonight, but honestly, who knows? So Lisa Laflamme is leading the American Election 2020 special with in-depth live coverage beginning at 7 o'clock on CTV News Channel and 8 o'clock on CTV.
Also, if you want to follow along, but frankly don't really understand everything that's going on with the election, like how it works down in the States, because it's a little bit different, we tweeted out a link that's basically U.S. Election 101. So you can go check that out at Virgin Radio TO on Twitter. And it's also in our Instagram stories. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Shout out to Lisa LaFlamme and that team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're obviously part of our family and that sort of thing, and corporation-wise. But she's one of the best journalists this country has ever seen.
Yep.
And the great thing about watching CTV coverage versus like CNN or MSNBC or Fox News
is that
it's like,
good?
Yeah, well, it is. It's like, here are some facts. Here's what's happening. Yeah. The rest of them, it's like, here's a topic and here are two opposing viewpoints and they're going to fight over it for 15 minutes and then we're going to get mad and go to commercial break.
Yeah.
So thank
everyone's going to get sweaty.
Anyway, we offer no opinions. We wish our American, especially our Buffalo listeners.
Yes.
There are many.
Take good care of yourselves today and the ones that you love.
Absolutely.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So let's talk to Mackenzie. Met a guy named Tom in July. And this is one of those rare ones where you sort of, like, it sort of fizzles. But then you send him a text late night one night and it all comes back.
It reignites.
Mackenzie. Oh. Can you tell us what happened? Because the second time was a little stronger than the first.
Yeah. So, like you said, I know Tom from back in July. He was hanging out with my friend Robert, and he asked for my number, and we went on, like, two dates. And after that, it just kind of, like, fizzled out.
Yeah.
Mm. So I texted him again in September, just being like, you know, hey, do you want to hang out again? And if I'm being honest, I was mainly looking for a stage two lockdown hookup.
Yeah.
Checking out your options.
Yeah. But things went well again. We were good all through September, hanging out like at least a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, around mid-October, he stopped answering my texts. And I was just going to leave it and move on. But I just really want answers. And I think that if we keep dating, it could really turn into something like more serious. And we've already tried reconnecting once, so why not a second time?
Yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world.
You know what they say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm going to call a radio station and get him to go on a date with me again.
True.
Okay, so we're going to call him next and see what happened here because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Plus, we're still in stage two. You could always use that buddy, right?
Yeah.
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 I don't know why I said yeah so sketchily.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you missed it with Mackenzie, it's pretty simple. Met a guy named Tom through her friend in July when people could get together. Remember that? That was cool. Those were a couple fun months.
Yeah, so.
And so, Mackenzie, you guys were like seeing each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were hanging out like casually, but it was, like a couple times in July.
And then it like fizzled. Yeah. And then in September, you're like, hey, want to hang out again? And he did.
Yeah.
So then it fizzles again in September after they're seeing each other. Like, when you get up to a couple times a week, there's something happening
there,
right?
You're in a relationship, essentially.
No, you're not. Not after 2 or 3 weeks. Jeez,
in my world, you're engaged.
Okay.
Well, Adam.
Not for everybody. Now,
Adam.
Don't you dare, Jax.
Okay.
The one thing I do want to ask you is, are you sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the reasons that people ghost can be kind of cruel. You sure you want to hear that answer?
Obviously, I'd like to reconnect, but even if not, I'd at least like them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's make the call.
Hello.
Hi there. Looking for Thomas.
This is Thomas, but I'm not interested.
Thomas. Well, here's the thing. I'm not even going to pitch you on anything, man. I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. We're just calling about someone named Mackenzie. Do you remember that name?
What is this about?
It's about why you ghosted her, actually.
Yeah, why aren't you guys hanging?
Are you trying to, trying to embarrass me? You guys, did she tell you that I cried or something? I don't like this.
Did you cry?
At all.
Did you cry?
Yeah. What is this? Who are you again?
Okay, so it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. We have zero info on you crying, except now we need to know the story.
Yes, please.
All we know is that you guys had seen each other and that like a couple times, and then it fizzled, and then you guys kind of put it back on in September, seeing each other a couple times a week, and then you ghosted her, and we're just calling to figure out why.
Well, okay, I didn't have a choice. There was no other reason. I didn't want to ghost her. But the last time we hung out, we were watching that... the Pixar movie Inside Out. the one about all the emotions.
Oh, the feelings. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a, I mean, amazing movie.
Yeah.
But I was watching it, and it hit me in the feels, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I started to get a little teary-eyed, a little bit, you know, a little bit sobby, which is, you know, when a movie's emotional, I'm willing to admit that I'll occasionally, you know,
tear
up a little bit.
That's okay.
And yeah, while we were cuddling watching it, but she started to laugh. She laughed under her breath, and she kind of like, you know, just kind of, I felt like she was making fun of me in her own mind about it. And I don't want to date somebody who can't handle, like, a guy expressing his emotions.
Of course, no.
Yeah. And so,
did you guys talk about it afterwards, or just leave it at that? And then
I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to have her try to tell me that no, she wasn't really. I mean,
yeah.
I heard her laughing at it. So you know,
heard everything.
I didn't want.
That
was it. So that's why I did it.
Okay, Tom, you didn't get a little teary. You were like full on crying for 30 minutes. You were like drenched.
Mackenzie,
hold on. What the hell? That. So clearly, it didn't matter to me.
Hey, Thomas, Mackenzie called us and wanted to listen in on why you ghosted her. And she's been listening the entire time. And it's a segment called Ghosted. And we were just thinking that maybe we could help you guys restart this thing that you have going on. Yeah. Emotions and all.
Yeah.
Give you a free date. We'll pick up the tab. Are you interested?
Clean slate.
I don't think so, no. I mean, she said I was full on crying for a while. I mean, it was an emotional scene. I got sad, but like she still laughed regardless. She like was not respectful of the fact that I mean, how many of you cried during watching that movie?
We're also in a pandemic. I cry all the time.
I cried during that movie.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. There's another scene where they're trying to sneak out and bing bong.
Yeah.
The memory dies.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm about to cry now.
I watched Monsters, Inc. recently and I cried when they dropped Boo off.
Stop it.
It's cute. No, we get that. It's a weird time and it's okay to cry.
Okay, but you're not brave. But Thomas and Mackenzie, let's get this back together. I know Thomas you already said no, but let me just ask one more time. Mackenzie, to quote you said he was drenched in his own tears.
I mean, yeah, it was a lot.
Okay.
A salty shower.
Thomas, you're sure that you guys don't want to restart things?
No, I mean, it's just like, apparently, like, the fact that she laughed just really means that I can't be myself.
All right,
like,
you know what?
What if?
No, I think we're going to wrap it up. Okay, Tom, thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for my morning being ruined.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Tom does feel like a bit of a stick in the mud. He does.
No.
Yeah, ruined his morning. Yeah. Like, he cried. Okay, Mackenzie.
If somebody called you at this time of the morning, talked about your tears during an animated movie. Yeah, probably.
Okay, Mackenzie, so let's talk about this. What do you think about what you just heard?
I'm just frustrated.
Yeah. Like, yeah, of course.
Clearly, I didn't care that he cried. Like, I'm the one who wanted to keep dating.
Yeah.
That just sucks.
It sounds like he's very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it sounds like he might have like an image of himself and you saw the other side of that and now he like doesn't want you to see it.
Yeah.
You know? 100%. And that's why he
goes to
you.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you wanted to hang out with him even after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mackenzie, you seem like a good person, except for the drenched in your own tears. That was pretty harsh.
I don't want to get on your bad side.
We wish you the very best and I hope that you find Lockdown 2 partner. Number two, I guess, and enjoy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Let's be clear about something. There is nothing wrong with men or women crying.
Nope,
no,
not at all.
Whatever gender you are, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, have a little cry.
And I think she was probably, you know, sometimes when you're dating someone at the beginning, and you don't know how to be like. How familiar you can be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, like, I always find it funny when someone cries because you're like, oh, that's really sweet. And you kind of laugh and it's like a cute thing, right? Maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah.
Because I don't get malice from her.
No. She didn't seem angry. She didn't seem upset with him.
Like, she called us.
She wanted to get back in touch with him.
If she truly wanted to embarrass him, she just actually would have ghosted him.
Right. So, what did the text say?
A texter saying, not so much that. Screw her. What the hell? There is nothing wrong with a man showing emotion. She doesn't deserve him.
Mm.
Okay.
She's being rude and insensitive. Let's normalize men having emotions and showing emotions.
I don't think she wasn't, nor are we. You know, yeah.
Both can be true. You can normalize somebody for crying, and then that person can still also be a bit of a stick in the mud.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Both worlds exist where yeah, she shouldn't have cried at him laughing, but like you said, maybe it wasn't for that reason. She still wanted to hang out with him, but he could also kind of suck.
I cried at the same movie, but I laughed at myself as I was leaving the theater. I saw it with somebody yeah. who I was dating and like totally know what he's talking about. It's a sad movie, but it's also amazing. And you cry a little bit and you go, ah, I'm a goof for crying, but it got me.
Somebody did say, Mackenzie did say he was drenched in his own tears.
So, it's kind of hot. It's kind of hot though, no? Huh? Waterfall.
We're throwing this up on Instagram at Virgin Radio Toronto if you would like to rewatch.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
For a few years now, this song has been the number one watched video on YouTube.
Despacito.
Now, when we're talking about Despacito, we're not talking about the Justin Bieber remix. It's the original Spanish one. Which, if you ask me, is kind of better.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Sorry, I know that's not very patriotic. Justin's Canadian.
Puerto Rico.
But yeah, way better. Now, 7.04 billion views. This morning alone, it's gone up over 7 million views.
What?
Despacito?
This song, just this morning. I checked it this morning. It was at 7031. Now it's at 7040 billion.
All the radio
still
stations.
Needs to listen to Despacito that often? Who hasn't had enough?
I haven't had enough. It also reminds me of being tropical and not being in a pandemic.
Reminds me of the summer of 2017 when I could go outside. Now, what, you may ask, could pass a song such as that? Now, the first video to ever hit over 7 billion views, TJ.
Gangnam Style.
Yes. Yeah. And then the song that eventually beat Gangnam Style was a kids song.
Yeah.
The song was Wheels on the Bus. It was at 1.2 billion at one point, and that made it the most watched video on YouTube in history. Another kids song has passed another pop song for the most viewed video. And the song, you're not going to be happy with me for playing this.
Uh-oh.
Now, Baby Shark is about 12 million ahead of Despacito.
Whoa, it's a tight race.
Yeah, it is a tight race. It just happened yesterday, and it's 7.052. It's so when I checked it earlier this morning, it was at 7.048 billion. So it's only gone up 4 million listens.
It's losing steam.
In 2 hours. So it is losing steam. Despacito may retake it, but...
Wow, it's weird that it's election day and we've already witnessed history. You know? Like, who cares what happens tonight? This is the real race. Yeah.
That's true. Who do you vote for? Are you giving your vote to Despacito?
Yeah, I think I go Despacito.
So you go incumbent on this one.
Yeah, I just don't feel like Baby Shark has a good health plan. You know?
Jax, what about you?
Oh, who Despacito for sure. I want to dance. I want to dance. I want to feel alive.
All the texts rolling in right now from upset parents.
No, stop the doo-doo news.
Sorry,
kids on the way. School. Sorry, guys.
See, honestly, as a parent, this is why I'm skipping the kids' music stage. You're listening to whatever I put on.
You're listening to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, whatever.
We gotta get the lead out, Everly.
Okay, you guys were both at a rock station. Once, give me a rock station sort of vibe here.
So Jax and I used to work at the same rock station.
In Prince George, British Columbia.
Okay. And they had this tagline that you had to say whenever you had people on the phones. And you would say, give me the three R's, to which you would respond, Jax.
Rock.
Radio.
Rules.
Yeah. So that's what you have to say to callers when you had them in the air, was rock, radio, rules. Which as a statement doesn't really make a lot of sense, but sure. Anyway, here's a Buck Cherry song.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to a survey, these are the top names of people most likely to ghost you. For guys, 50% of Georges and Jacks. 55% of Matthews.
No, J-A-C-K-S, right?
No, Jax. Oh, okay. No, you specifically. J-A-C-K.
Damn it. Okay, good.
Close. People named Jack and people named George. 50% of them
George,
will ghost you.
George, really?
Yeah, but your real name's Jacqueline. So
it's true. Suspicious. Matthew at 55%. Daniel, the number one men name, at 59%. For women, there was a tie at number 5. Katie and Megan were 70%. Lauren's 72% of them. Mia's 74. Lily's 76. And the number one most likely name to ghost you,
TJ,
is actually TJ.
Tyler Joseph.
It's me. Not. I'm going to do it. Isabella. 80% of Isabellas will ghost people.
Yeah. Anybody here ever dated an Isabella?
I did, but they were really nice. They didn't ghost me. I've been ghosted by a Megan, though.
Mm. Ooh.
I knew it would be on that
dated
list.
Dated a Megan. I wasn't ghosted by one. Mm. Weird. Mm. I haven't dated anyone on that list, so yay me.
EU.
I did it. The professions most likely to ghost you: emergency services, lawyers, media, PR and marketing people, finance, or people who work in HR recruitment. So
that's... HR recruitment is surprising.
Yeah.
You think they'd be but like by the rules, like covering their tracks.
Or maybe it's like, this is my time to be bad.
Yeah, that's how they act out. That's how they get wild.
HR rebels out there going, I'll drop you because I
need
can.
To feel something.
It's so hot.
The Distillery District just got its gigantic Christmas tree, although the Christmas market was canceled this year, so none of us can enjoy it.
Okay.
They delivered the massive locally sourced tree yesterday, and it's 40 centimeters in diameter, and it's going to be adorned with over 60,000 LED lights, which Mayor John Tory will hang himself.
No, he won't.
Wow. He will. It's going to be him. He's
doing got time. What's he doing?
He does not have time. He's very busy.
We're going to start a cafe TO and an active TO all around that tree.
That's right.
I'm out of here.
It's election day in the U.S. You can watch full coverage on CTV. The hope is that the winner of the election will be named later in the later hours tonight, but honestly, who knows? Lisa LaFlamme is going to be leading the American Election 2020 special with in-depth live coverage beginning at 7 on CTV News Channel and 8 o'clock on CTV. Also, if you want to follow along, but frankly aren't familiar with a whole lot that's going on, we tweeted out a U.S. Election 101 link for you. Check that out at Virgin Radio TO. It's also in our stories on Instagram.
And best of luck to our listeners in Buffalo who we hear from time to time. We love you. We know it's a bit of a tense time down there. Wishing you all the best. And just a quick question about the Christmas tree. Yeah. Do you think they'll have a smart track stop at the Christmas tree and distillery in the future?
What does that mean?
What?
Smart track. That's like the John Tory's big plan.
Listen, I just need the I just need Eglinton to be finished, like the LRT.
Know,
let's get
like,
the LRT done.
I feel
done.
Like it's all out there in the cold. Like if you other than the buses, like I feel like we need a subway stop in the distillery. Do you not?
I don't think we do.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
What the heck are you talking about?
I feel like that's the next subway stop.
TJ, reach
be the
over
distillery.
There and hit the
show
next button.
Show should have ended about 30 seconds ago,
button.
Adam.
Fine.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.